I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past 27 years, the people of Kansas City have helped out the people in Kansas City through Hope for the Holidays, reaching out to those who need a helping hand, families and people who've slipped through the cracks of conventional charities, people just looking for a little light at the end of the tunnel, people who don't need a handout. They just need a hand up.
My hours being cut back, I just haven't been able to pay for bills along with my car. I keep getting behind and just trying to make it to my next place.
You work, you do your best, you get behind. That happens to everybody. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. I'd like to donate $250.
I'm on the assembly line working, but I want to throw in $500 and help this lady out.
I'd like to take care of her rent and just donate $1,000.
Beautiful.
Hey, this is Gary, the package guy. I'd like to give $100 to this family.
Oh, no, I want to give $500.
What makes you give that money to somebody you'll never meet?
Just trying to do what we can to make everybody believe humanity is still ticking.
Sometimes it just takes a second to get us to our feet. And if somebody will just give us a hand.
It's time for the 27th annual Johnny Dare Morning Show Hope for the Holidays. If you or someone you know is in need of a hand up, email your letter to hope at 989therock.com. Be sure to include your phone number. That's hope at 989therock.com. It's not a handout, it's a hand up.
I can't thank you guys enough. You have no idea what this means.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, thank you.
27 years of Kansas City, helping the people in Kansas City. Hope for the Holidays with you and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
I think Bob got this letter originally through hope@therock.com, the email address. You know, we've done this a long time. We're at 28 years, 29 years now. And it all started out pretty simply. Just we realized there were a lot of people who need help who don't have a specific charity to help them. They don't have a, you know, what happens when your tires are gone? What happens when you've lost your job? What happens when your roof is bad? What happens when your little kid doesn't have a coat? Maybe there's stuff to help. But one thing leads to another. The way we all grew up was, you know, 2-3 paychecks away from homeless. And we realized that sometimes you don't need a giant organized charity. Sometimes you just need to let people know that there is somebody in their neighborhood, in their city, that could use a hand up. This letter came from Brittany. It said, my dad, Preston Brown, 57 years old, is an amazing person, a father of 6 kids. He's been a hardworking man his entire life, sacrificed to always take care of his family. He's the type that will help out anyone who needs it and will never ask for anything in return. My family loves him so much, I don't know what we would do without him. In September of this year, he started to feel bad. He had a hard time eating and an upset stomach. After being pushed by my mom, he went to the doctor to have some tests done. In early November, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. Tests and biopsies reveal he also has several lymphs affected. spots on his liver, and a malignant mass on his kidney. They have now scheduled tests for spots on his liver and on his spine also. He'll be undergoing an aggressive course of both radiation and chemotherapy to battle this cancer. Our hope is he will eventually be cancer-free. Whew, that's a lot. Esophageal cancer. You get that a lot of times from having that acid reflux all the time. Mm-hmm. While he's battling cancer, he's unable to work. He worked, Jake was telling me, that at a meat processing plant all these years. My mother, a cancer survivor herself, has been working two jobs and picking up as many extra shifts as she can to support the family, including my three little sisters who still live with them. My mom has been working herself insanely hard trying to keep him afloat, but with all the tests and treatments he's undergoing, they're starting to fall behind. I don't want my mom to have to be so stressed about finances on top of everything else. I just want to help them not fall behind. My mom and family to be able to spend some time with him while he battles this disease. They're spending so much money on gas to and from his appointments. He has several each week, and all are 1 to 2 hours away from home. I appreciate you reading my letter. So you see what this one thing, it really is about getting him to treatment, and the fact that they've got three little kids still at home, I guess ages 15, 12, and 11. And just the fuel, like they live out, what does it say? The Knobnostra area, yeah. The Windsor Knobnostra area. And then they've got to come all the way in through Kansas City. And they said between now and September, October, and November, it's probably $500 just alone in gas.
Yeah, over 400, close to $500, because they're driving clear to Lee Summit and Kansas City to get it done.
And you think, well, that's, you know, just 500 if you don't have it. You understand? Like now his income's not coming in. Now that extra money has to go out. And that's what happens. It's just you get behind on everything. You get behind on your water bill, your gas bill, your electric bill. They shut your electricity off, or they shut your gas off, or you can't, you know, maintain your insurance for the kids. It's just...
And meanwhile, the person you love is still battling what they're battling.
That's right.
And needs that money to go get better, if you know, and get treatment.
Well, and, you know, it's... And that cancer treatment, radiation is just fierce. It's just that burn, especially. So they're going to get a feeding tube in him now, right?
Yeah.
Because once they start doing the radiation on that esophagus, yeah, it's going to become so inflamed. And so you won't be able to eat.
Yeah.
Which now he'll have to be fed through a tube.
Yeah.
And it was his daughter, Brittany, that sent this?
She sent the letter in, yeah.
Oh, we got her?
Yeah, I got her on hold right now.
Brittany, this is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, hi, Johnny.
Hi, sweetheart. Tell me about your dad, Preston.
It was earlier this month that we got the official diagnosis of cancer, but he's just been feeling really bad since, like, September. And we kind of knew something was going on. You know, he couldn't eat. He'd been losing, like, all sorts of weight. My mom, like, she just kept pushing him to go to the doctor, and he finally did. And there was, you know, several appointments, several different scans and stuff. You know, they live in a small town, so, you know, small town healthcare doesn't move very fast. You know, that he has to go to, different places for different scans, and it's just been all over the place. And, anyway, yeah, you know, we found out earlier this month that it's, you know, a really aggressive, super progressed form of cancer in his esophagus, and it's just kind of like, it's just spread, you know, all over. And anyway, he's trying to do radiation, and he's going to start chemo soon too. And then he gets that feeding tube in later this week. And so, I don't know, we're trying to stay positive, you know. We've been through all of this with my mom before too, because she had stage 4 pancreatic cancer herself.
Which, by the way, I've never known anyone to survive that.
I know, yeah. My mom, she's really just a miracle, honestly. So, but we're hoping that, you know, my dad will be too.
So your father, he wouldn't go. I mean, I guess this is just the way sometimes with people. If you don't go get the test, then you can never get the bad news, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we all tend to do that, and then we the pain will go away, and sometimes it's something much worse.
What do they say about his prognosis? Because that's, I mean, that's a lot to have esophageal cancer and then, but also have, because it's got to be, I don't know that it's a, what they say about the lymph nodes, if it's connected to that or if it's a completely separate issue.
Yeah, I think it's all connected. I think that, so I think the one in his kidney is actually like a separate kind of cancer. I think he has two different kinds. They're trying to focus on like the esophageal right now because sure. that's the one that's affecting him. Like that's the one he's having the most like symptoms from, like not being able to eat and stuff. But, you know, it's just, it's hard.
How's he doing with it?
He's okay. Like he's trying to stay positive, but it's just like, I don't know. You can tell he's kind of depressed, you know, like it's hard. And my mom, like, she's just so stressed out all the time. Like she's trying to, I'm sorry.
It's all right, babe.
You know, she's working herself to death. And my mom, like, she's in remission, but, you know, obviously we still worry about her too. And, it's just really hard because, like, I still have my three little sisters at home, and they're still young. And, like, you know, I was about their age whenever my mom was going through all of this. So it's hard seeing them having to go through all of it with my dad now. And, I mean, I didn't even know if I should, like, write in a letter. You know, they're just really proud people, and they would just never ask for help. But I know they need it because I know they're really, really struggling. They've spent, you know, like, over $400 in gas just the last month alone, and I don't want my mom having to worry about that stuff, you know.
I hear you. I hear you, Brittany. All right, now tell me. What are they behind on right now? Where are they struggling?
So I know, like, gas is, like, a big thing. You know, he's had, like, 10 appointments in just the last month. And he's having to drive, like, you know, to Lee Summit in Kansas City. And I know they've got a gas bill that's just, like, insanely high. I think they're behind about $500 on that.
Okay, we're talking about gasoline was very expensive. Then they've got a $500 gas bill that's behind for their heat?
Mm.
Okay. How is everything else?
I don't know.
What are they
going to
do? Do you say there was three little kids? You've got three sisters there?
Yeah, they still live with them.
And how are they doing?
I mean, they're okay. You know, it's hard.
Okay. All right, listen. This is not insurmountable. You know, the real fight here is your father.
Mm-hmm.
And why, you know, I can't help you with that. Nobody can, you know, other than the hospital. There's other stuff we can try to make it a little easier. So I want you to hold on, okay? I promise you. Hold on. Stay there.
Okay.
This cannot be that hard, guys, in terms of what we can do. You're talking about gasoline. If we gave him gas cards.
Right. Depends on how many weeks of treatment he's got going.
$1,000. What about and pay the $500 gas? We're only at $1,500 then.
We're going to cover it ahead.
This is something that is... super doable.
Okay. So 1,000, 1,500, and then the little girls.
Yeah.
Because they're 15, 12 years old, and 11 years old.
You know, even if we just, you know, did $300 a piece for them, you know?
Yep.
$330, would I call it $1,000? So what, we're at $2,500?
See, $3,500.
Yeah. $1,000 for gas, $500 for the gas bill.
Did you want to do $1,500 to get them ahead? You said?
No, $1,000 in gas, in gasoline.
Right.
$500 to pay the bill, and then $1,000 would be $2,500. If you want to do, I mean, we can do either way. It doesn't matter to me. I do know our MC Electrical Contractors, the guy that we're helping out, Brandon and all those guys,
mm-hmm.
had wanted to make donations this year. So you can put them down for $500 already at MC Electrical Contractors. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to help this family out and donate some money.
What's your name?
My name's Nathan.
What's your story, Nathan? What do you do?
Oh, I own a small tree service, and I just
try to get back every year. I actually just met you out at Lakeside Speedway during that last race. I have a little race car also.
Excellent, Curtis. I do remember you, Curtis.
This is Nathan.
I'm sorry, Nathan. I apologize, man. I looked at the phone line and said Curtis. Sorry.
Everybody wanted a picture with the racers. I was just worried about getting a picture with you.
You're a good man, Nathan, and I appreciate you, man. What's the name of your race team?
I don't really have a race team. It's just a small, I run a mod light is what I run.
Man, look, I know that's expensive, but how much money you got for us today?
How about $300?
Beautiful. That's beautiful, man. You got that much?
Yes, sir.
Can you drop it off at Hope? And you want to go Hope for the Holidays at any U.S. bank in the metropolitan area, okay? Just tell them Hope for the Holidays.
Yep, I got you. I've done it before. I know the deal.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You're on there. Is it Ken?
Yeah. Hey, this is Ken.
What can I do for you, Ken?
Hey, Johnny. Man, I got $500 for this family, dude. I just went through some tests myself. I couldn't swallow food right and stuff. My esophagus was closing up on me, and they had to blow it back open and took some ulcers out and things like that. I got it all checked out. Everything was cancer-free, so
I was
squeezed by that one.
I had another friend that went through. It was called a stricture. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they were afraid it would be cancerous because they said the stricture was caused by acid reflux, and that they really worry about that.
Yeah, and all they did was give me a pill I'm supposed to take every morning for the rest of my life, but I've never even really had serious acid reflux or anything like that. But I had some issues, some ulcers they took out, and like I said, I couldn't swallow food. Food was getting stuck in my chest, and I was really getting worried about it. And so I went and had it checked out, and thank goodness that there was nothing cancerous there. So, I really feel this story because I was right there to where I could have some problems. I'm 51 years old.
Terrifying, man.
And, it could have been me.
Yeah. So. No, and you get inside your own head and you start thinking about it. When they tell you, hey, you're sick, or this is what's happening, we don't have all the answers yet. Man, you run every scenario you possibly can inside your head, and it gets heavy quick.
Correct. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, man. You can drop that off at any U.S. bank, okay?
Yeah, I bank at U.S. Bank, so I'll just go up there after work today, and I'll have that transferred to you guys' account.
I appreciate you, Ken. Thank you, brother. Love you, man.
Yeah, love you too, man. Thanks.
You're on the air. Good morning. Curtis?
Hey, Johnny, this is Curtis. I like to throw in $500, man. This hits kind of close to home.
Nice.
Lost both my parents to cancer, and I hate to see anybody go through that. So,
yes,
figured $500 would, help out a little bit.
Dude, it helps out a huge amount. The uncertainty of being sick, the uncertainty of not being able to provide for yourself, to be the spouse of a loved one who needs so much help. And you have to swing for the fences, and you also have kids in the house. It's
I get it.
The world's against you on that one, man. It's that $500. It's it's a life changer, my friend. A life changer.
Hey, no problem, Johnny. I appreciate what you do for the city.
Not me. It's all you, brother. Hope for
all
the
right,
holidays.
Man.
Metro U.S. Bank. All right.
We'll do.
Thank you, man. Where are we at, kid?
$1,800.
Hey, Whitney, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to give $300.
Excellent. Why do you call, Whitney?
I just listened since I was a little girl with my dad. I'm finally in a spot to where I can give some money. I've been saving all year.
Have you for this one thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you do for a living, hon?
I am a fourth grade teacher.
Oof, listen, you guys work hard for way less than you should be paid, and I love you for that.
Yes.
All right, Hope for the Holidays. Go to any U.S. bank and tell them Hope for the Holidays. It'll go in the account, and we will make sure it goes through, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're awesome. Thank you. Charlie, what's going on, man?
I'd just like to help this family out. I lost my wife to esophageal cancer about a year and a half ago.
I'm so sorry, brother.
It kind of hits home. I'm sorry. But I'd like to donate.
How much? Are you there still there, buddy? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm so sorry, man. Also, I can't read your name on the screen, and I apologize for that.
It's Tom.
Tom. Thank you, Tom. I'm so sorry about your wife.
I appreciate that, man.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. You guys always make me cry. This is the first time I've called in because this one hits really close to home.
Yeah, we never think that's what's going to happen. We live our lives, right? Then we work hard and we love and we fight and we have these challenges in our life. But nobody ever thinks esophageal cancer or whatever it is that is our challenge, our fight for our health. It's never anticipated, man. It's just such a shock because we all kind of feel like we're gonna be great, right?
Yeah, you always do. But Johnny, thank you, man, for what you do.
That's not me. It's never been me.
But I got $250, and I'd like to help him out.
Thank you, Tom. And she is for sure very proud, very, very proud. And I wish I had better words.
It's hard, brother. But I know what this family is going through, exactly what they're going through. And it just strikes you sometimes, man. And yeah. I appreciate everything that you guys do. And I just want to help out someplace. Wife, she didn't get to see my retirement. And it's rough. And I just want to make sure that these guys have a Christmas, whatever I can do.
I don't have a lot, man,
but if I had more, I'd get more.
I know you would, brother. And trust me, what you're doing is making a world of difference. You know, the old saying is everybody's quick to throw out, you can't change the world. But I promise you, you can change one person's world. That I know for sure.
Johnny, you guys, all you down there are changing a lot of people's world. I can't say anymore. I'll just start crying again.
I love you, brother. I love you, and I wish you nothing but relief and happiness and peace.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And same to that family, too.
Yes, sir. Hold on, man. Now I think I'm on Charlie. Charlie?
Yeah, this is Charlie.
There we go. Hey, thank you, man. What's going on?
Hey, not a lot. I got $100 for the family.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What do you do for a living, brother?
Build houses in for a not-for-profit.
I'm sorry, what do you do?
I build houses for a not-for-profit.
Excellent. So your whole life is helping out.
Well, yeah, my brother had this about 8 years ago and beat it. So I want to help this family beat it, too.
I had no idea it was so prevalent, esophageal cancer. I had no idea.
Yeah, same kind of symptoms. Held off going into the doc, but made it through.
God bless, man. Hope for the holidays. Go to any U.S. Metro Bank. Thank you, my friend. And I appreciate you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
Where are we at, Nick?
We're so close. $2,450.
You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. This is Grant. Hey, I'd like to donate $100 for this family.
Absolutely. Perfect. Grant, how old are you?
I am 25.
Yeah, what do you do, man?
I'm a chemist here at a biotech company here in Kansas City.
Wow. By the way, at 25, my interaction with chemicals was wildly different than yours. But what a good human being, man. What makes you pick up the phone and call? Because, you know, the thing is, and the reason I ask you this, at 25, I just figured we were all going to live forever, you know?
Yeah, Johnny, I know what it's like to struggle, but I'm at a pretty good place in my life, and I'd like to get back to the people of Kansas City, really. So yeah, I figured I'd do what I can for now.
You're a good man. It'll come back to you a million times, I promise you.
Cool. I appreciate what you're doing, Johnny.
That's not me. Trust me, it's all you. And roll by any U.S. bank in the Kansas City Metro, and they will hook you up. All you have to do is tell them Hope for the Holidays, and they'll know exactly what account to put it in, all right?
Awesome. We'll do today. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you. So, where are we at now? Now, we've got $1,000 for those kids, right?
Right.
For Christmas. We've got their gas bill that we've taken care of, $500.
Yes.
We've got $1,000 in gasoline, right? That
card. Yeah, for the gift card, yes.
And you included the MC Electric, right? MC Electrical Contractors.
Yes, that was with Brandon. He was the first one in.
Yeah. All right, good. So, and yeah, I think. Do you feel like you're?
That gets him there. Yeah, that gets him there with that.
Hey, Brittany, it's Johnny.
Hi.
Now, you could hear all that?
Yeah, I heard.
So, listen, we're going to make sure that we take care of, if you bring us your gas bill, your parents' gas bill, we'll pay it directly.
Okay.
We're going to get some gas cards. I'll have Jake find out what gas stations are near your mom and dad out there in Nob Noster, Windsor. And we'll make sure that we get extra gas cards so they can get to and from. We're going to make sure that your sisters are handled on Christmas. It's not a lot, but it's like $350 a piece or so. And we'll get gift cards so that your mom can go shopping for them. Okay?
Okay.
And our friends at Constantino's would like to also give you a $500 gift card for fresh food and groceries to make sure that that's a little easier on them as far as groceries go.
Okay.
Now, I wish we could take all the health issues away, but all we can do is try to give you a place to fight. And will this take care of what they need?
Yeah, this is so amazing. Like, I can't thank everybody enough. You know, like, I was so on the fence about even writing in to you guys because they're just so proud. But I'm so glad I did. Like, I can't believe this. Thank you so much to everybody.
This is amazing. Everybody here understands. It's been said before, but it's always worth saying again. It's not a handout. It's a hand up.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, keep us posted how your dad's doing. Tell him we're all thinking of him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
For the past 27 years, the people of Kansas City have helped out the people in Kansas City through Hope for the Holidays, reaching out to those who need a helping hand, families and people who've slipped through the cracks of conventional charities, people just looking for a little light at the end of the tunnel, people who don't need a handout. They just need a hand up.
My hours being cut back, I just haven't been able to pay for bills along with my car. I keep getting behind and just trying to make it to my next place.
You work, you do your best, you get behind. That happens to everybody. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Johnny. I'd like to donate $250.
I'm on the assembly line working, but I want to throw in $500 and help this lady out.
I'd like to take care of her rent and just donate $1,000.
Beautiful.
Hey, this is Gary, the package guy. I'd like to give $100 to this family.
Oh, no, I want to give $500.
What makes you give that money to somebody you'll never meet?
Just trying to do what we can to make everybody believe humanity is still ticking.
Sometimes it just takes a second to get us to our feet. And if somebody will just give us a hand.
It's time for the 27th annual Johnny Dare Morning Show Hope for the Holidays. If you or someone you know is in need of a hand up, email your letter to hope at 989therock.com. Be sure to include your phone number. That's hope at 989therock.com. It's not a handout. It's a hand up.
I can't thank you guys enough. You have no idea what this means.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
27 years of Kansas City helping the people in Kansas City. Hope for the holidays with you and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.